Good morning and welcome to Renovating in WA. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Sue Daly from Into Property and Sandy Smith from Sandy's Designs. Good morning.
Good morning, Sally. Morning.
Now today we're talking about window treatments.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so there's a lot to know here.
Yes.
Where do we start?
The many wonders of window treatments, Sandy.
Yes.
So window treatments give you the freedom to create whatever style and interior you want by dressing up the window for privacy, for comfort and for style.
Mm-hmm. So it's the way to decorate, isn't it?
Yeah. So now there's lots of options, isn't there?
There is. There is definitely lots of options. So,
well, with the options, curtains, you can have them that are lined curtains. You can have them with the blockout already on. There are sheer curtains. And then we'll just pick the fabric that's going to suit the style of your home.
So what sort of fabrics are available?
All sorts of fabrics. There's heaps of fabrics that are, that are plain fabrics. There are printed fabrics.
You've got textured ones.
Textured ones. There are shiny ones. Yeah, any fabrics that...
So what are they generally made out of, the fabrics for window treatments? Are they...
A lot of them are polyester. There's polyester. There's cotton.
There's a blend.
There's viscose. Yeah, there's polyester viscose. So, yeah.
Predominantly when people are looking at curtains, well, worked curtains, they look at the actual style that they want, the colour that they want, and, you know, and the finish that they want. So materials tend to not come into it as much as what it looks like. So window treatments is probably the first one where the aesthetics is what comes into play. So it's not necessarily... The practicality is always there, because if you need it to block out sun... But you want to make sure it looks pretty as well. So curtains definitely help soften a room, and they help dress a room up is the nicest way to say it. So if you want that luxurious feeling, then curtains are definitely the way to go. Remember, we spoke with Scott about the home cinema.
Yep.
So the curtains here, the heavy lined curtains here, are what work great in a cinema.
Yes, it's got a double, you can do double sided, depends on... You know, if you've got an opening, there's double-sided, and then there's two lots of blockouts that you can have as well.
Yeah.
So that's for the acoustics on that theatre room as well. And also with fabrics, there are fabrics which are FR rated, and that's what we use for retirement villages, high-rise buildings. Mm. And
so what is the FR rating? What does that
mean?
Fire rating.
Mm. Okay.
On fabrics as well, which is a must for hotels and retirement villages.
Yeah. And I'd say those nice velvet curtains that they use in the home cinemas sometimes definitely aren't fire rated, are they?
No, but when you put a polyester, the lining on the back, well, that is.
Okay.
But that's the sort of fabric that you wouldn't put in those sort of situations.
No.
Yeah, that's more theatre rooms and beautiful lounges, depends on the style and the age of your home.
But the curtains themselves, so curtains and shears covering both of those, they have an acoustic quality because they do soften a room and they do help soften sound. So that's why they are so good in a home cinema. So, but then, I mean, you can have, you know, some sheer curtains over the blinds. So there's all the different blinds that you can have. So what have we got for blinds?
Yeah, no, blinds, there are roller blinds, there are Roman blinds, there are vertical blinds, there are Venetian blinds, there are pleated blinds. There's a whole lot of types of blinds. Roller blinds are probably the most modern, but if you've got a rental, just a cost-effective vertical blind, no chains on the bottom, and wands are a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah.
So
and
no
the other thing with wands
hanging around.
Yeah, the other thing with wands in regards to the curtains and the blinds, isn't it? The wands, there's no strangle hazard there. So there is a requirement, especially in rental properties, that when you actually put up curtains or blinds with cords, that they have to be a minimum, I think, of 1600 off the floor. Because of the strangle hazard, and no cords near
doorways.
I don't have one of these. Cots.
The
baby cots.
Yes.
Never had one of those, sorry. But having a child where the child sleeps, not having any cords accessible where they sleep, so that if they stand on the bed, you have to be aware. So the wands that are now used just negate all that need. It makes it a lot safer and a lot easier, and if they break, they're easy to replace.
Mm. Yeah, that's on vertical blinds. On roller blinds, there are metal chains or plastic chains, but you do have to have a cleat that has to be put on there, unless it's, if you don't have a cleat, it's got to be 1.6 from the ground.
Okay.
Because that's for that's by law as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess that's something that people could sort of have a look at if they haven't, you know, they've got their blinds that have been installed some time ago, and they haven't been aware of, you know, the choking hazard because they don't have children. To just have a look at it and see what you need to do.
And that is and that is a requirement in rental properties regardless. So even if you don't have a child, it has to be done. I mean, you've got to do that anyway, don't you?
Yeah, I do it. I just make sure everything's right. Me personally, I don't like things that have just got cords and they're just dangling down. I don't like that because I don't like the look.
Yeah.
So... but I'll point things out to people when we do.
So what are you saying? So the cords can be encased in something.
Well, they've got a cleat. Yeah.
Okay. So the cleat's a little clip at the bottom that goes on the wall, and the cords go into that, and they're tight fitting, so that you're actually just literally doing it like a draw cord. They're not loose, so a child can't get hold of them. So that's the reason. Otherwise, you have to have them the 600 mil from the floor. But the cleats are good for when it's near a bed or anything like that. And the other thing to think about as well, what side you put it on. If the bed's closer to the right side, then put the opposite. It's a roller blind, put the cord or cables on the left-hand side so it's away from that area. So just little things like that.
Okay.
So, and then we get into the shutters.
Yes, we've got shutters. We've got, there's a new shutter out now which is called an urban block. I've been suggesting it for bedrooms because it blocks out a little bit more than the normal shutter.
So how is it? How does it look? Does it look different?
No, it just looks the same. If I didn't ever tell you, it would look the same.
Okay.
Yeah, so the blades are a slight little bit different, but they are looking the same.
So it's made from a different product, is that?
No. It's still the same. It's just the way that they put another piece in that closes the shutter more. It still will let a little bit of light in, but it's less light than what the normal ones are.
I haven't seen those ones yet.
Yeah. Oh. They're a little bit more in price, so you know, I offer that to people. If they don't take it, it doesn't matter, but at least they know it's on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And the shutters are very popular at the moment, aren't they? People are loving having that shutter look in their house. They are, you know, you do have to dust them. So, you know, you've got the maintenance, I suppose, of all the ones we've been talking about, that's it. So shutters, they're modern, they're clean lines, less maintenance on those. You've just got to dust them and wipe them down with a damp cloth would be the simplest way to do that, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
just
your Enyo glove if you're using Enyo.
Or the little vacuum brush that you can get on the edge.
Yeah.
Whereas I suppose your curtains, they're a lot more maintenance long-term to keep them looking good, aren't they?
Yeah, but see, there's a difference between, like, with shutters and curtains. If shutters won't block out all the light and keep out the heat or the coolness in like a curtain will.
Mm.
But you can vacuum your curtains, or you can even, sometimes I say to people, they're not really heavy, put them over the line, and then on really sort of windy days, because curtains are mainly just dusty more than dirty.
Mm. Mm.
So, you know, you can do that as well.
And they're dry cleanable as well, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. So you can dry clean them, and some fabrics you can wash.
Shears, you just put them in your big laundry trough and you just do them by hand and then hang them out over the line. So they're really easy to clean and keep. And I think keeping them clean and keeping them as dust-free as you can helps with the longevity because, you know, they help keep that fresh look of them longer.
Yeah.
And I suppose blinds, they're pretty easy to maintain. They're fairly low maintenance.
Yeah, some fabrics that you can just very... get a clean cloth, just a damp, and you wipe it over. Ones that are suitable for bathroom, you can wipe them over because it's a different fabric, which are mould-free and waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
So they can just be wiped over. That's the fabric I mainly use in rentals for vertical blinds or even roller blinds because you don't know what sort of tenant you're going to get. So you can just wipe those over.
Those aluminium blinds were quite a hit quite a few years ago.
Venetian
blinds.
Yes.
I don't suggest them to put them over doors because when you lift it up, you've got this ugly cord hanging down, especially for rentals. It's nice in a bathroom or in smaller windows because you mainly filter the light more so than pull them up.
You've got to think about the windows and what way the windows open. Obviously, you know, if you've got an awning window, then lifting a Venetian or a wooden slat or something along a roller blind is fine. But if you've got a sliding door, then anything that lifts up is always going to be sitting above it. So if you've got a window or something, so that's where sometimes verticals or even you've got the panel glides now as well, which is a wide, like an extra wide, about, you know, 200 to 300 mil actual panel. So they actually slide across. So rather than these little verticals, you have those, and they're a beautiful option as well, but not as common because they're not really known about, but I've used them in a couple of apartments. So rather than having lots of little verticals, and the verticals are great now anyway because they're, you know, the weights are all machined in, you don't have the cords, but the panel glides are a great little option because it gives you a bit more cover, and we can do block outs on those as well as the sheer finish as
well. Yeah, there's only certain fabrics that you can do with them, like the like roller blind. You can have them in textured as well, but not as popular as what roller blinds and that are.
And you can have all the different materials in the roller blind as well. We've looked at the plasticky ones, the and you've got the fabric ones, the block outs, the shears, and there's also
light filtering.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also a lot of people like the double blinds where they have the light filtering one and then they have the block out one over the top. So that's a very popular one as well that's coming through, isn't it?
So it just depends on the look of the house that you want and also your budget.
Yeah, of course. Now, well, let's talk a little bit about maintenance of all of those options. So let's talk about, you know, on a sliding door, what do we need to know about the maintenance of the blinds that go across a sliding door?
Well, it depends on what blind that you've got. I mean, if you're having verticals and you have the wand, well, you just pull them across, and the maintenance, which we do, you know, we can fix quite a lot, depends on whether it's the wand or even a slat that comes off. Sometimes you get a product that they don't always match. Like if someone bought it from somewhere else and then there's a new product, but you know, we'll have a look at that. Maintenance on roller blinds is sometimes if chains break, we can add a bit to it or take a bit off. That's mainly,
the cleaning, I guess that's the thing, isn't it?
As Sandy says, there's that bit of maintenance, the damp cloth for wiping any marks on. Now, if you see a mark, try and wipe it off straight away. Don't have the blinds, like if you've got the window open, don't have the blinds sitting there being flapping around because it does damage the blind. That's another one.
Yeah.
But there are companies out there that do come out, take them away, wash them and bring them back. So, I mean, you've just got to, again, do your research, talk to your suppliers, and make sure you've got that advice and knowledge that can help you with it. And it all determines on the product that you buy, the fabric that you buy, and how to look after it. I mean, if you've got your curtains with their tracks, don't forget to dust the tracks down or vacuum the top of the tracks because they get a build-up of dust on those.
Yeah, and then that can cause breakage.
Well, you think of the tracks, the little runners that go back and forth with your curtain on, the more dust that builds up in there, then the harder that's going to be to work. So it does affect the smooth running, I suppose, of the actual...
Yeah, if some of the gliders break off, we go and put them back on. Sometimes the hooks come out. You know, we can help put them in. There's not a lot of maintenance.
So what if, say if you do have the verticals? The horizontal. I'm thinking about the aluminium blinds or... you know, the slatted.
The wood Venetians.
And if one panel was damaged or two panels were damaged, can that be fixed?
What we do, we would have a look at the blind. If it's a really old blind, we will have a look at it. And then if we took it away, sometimes my workshop will say, why didn't you use your own bin? So we will make that assessment that sometimes that it's not even worth, because the time you take it away and then change, it may just cost you... nearly the same price as the new blind.
Right.
So we would assess that. If there's something that we could do, we would do what we can. Mm-hmm. On the wood Venetians, yes, sometimes that they can. Now, there could be a discoloration on with the colour on the wood. But what we would do, the new one, we would put down the bottom so that you're not looking. Then you shift that up.
Okay.
So, yes, we've done that heaps of times as well.
And something I'm going to bring up that we weren't talking about before, but with the wood Venetians, you can actually have them cleaned for mould, because we were talking about it once. I had a job where there was actually mould on the Venetians, so the windows had been left open. These wood slats had gotten wet and then there was mould on them. So they can take them away and get them treated for that mould so that you don't have to replace them. They can actually get them cleaned up.
Yeah, we would take them back and then just let them assess that. But the main thing is when you've got old blinds and then you're trying to match things. Sometimes it just doesn't work because the wood that you may have used is just discontinued. So that's what I say. We always put it on the bottom because you see the tops from the top down, but you don't really
see the bottom
on the bottom rail. So if we can get away with that, we do that as well.
That's wonderful. Wonderful advice. Thank you both for joining us on Renovating in WA. Sue Daly from Into Property and Sandy Smith from Sandy's Designs, proud station sponsors.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.